Blog Talk Radio.
All right, bye.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it, and welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen? So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will come and bless us with a word. Praise be to God. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." To God be the glory. At this time, I'd like to say a short prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come you
Amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, today I will ask you for the things I need. In every circumstance, in every season of life, I will come to you in prayer. You know the desires of my heart. Lord, grant them. I ask you, not my will, but Father, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
Joy in my soul, God is in control, I got stayed in That's all you got, that's all you got. That's all you got.
Lord, give me the wisdom to be a good listener. Help me listen carefully to my family, to my friends, and most importantly, Lord God, to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And now it is time for our devotional message, which is entitled Step by Step. Praise be to God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Psalms 37, verse 23, in the NLT Bible, and it says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives." Amen. Praise God. There will be moments in your walk with Jesus when he will only show you the next step instead of disclosing the entire plan to you. You will feel like saying, "Lord, what are you doing? How are you going to work this out?" But this is the way the Lord operates. He gives you sufficient light in order to travel to the next point on his road map. When you reach that place, he gives you the next clue on the journey. This is the way he teaches you to be fully dependent on him. If he showed you the full story and how to do everything at one time, you would run off doing your own thing. Next thing you know, you are stepping off a cliff because you think, "I have got this." That's why the will of God usually comes a step at a time. He knows that we would bypass the very obstacle and changes that prepared us and make the journey successful, but we simply cannot lose doing what God wants us to do. When he wants us to do it and in the manner he says to proceed, this is the most certain way to success. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for teaching me to depend on you. I will trust in you step by step. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
When I walked through the door, I could tell the difference. There was a feeling that I couldn't understand. People were happy, they were carefree, they had an ear. wanted to feel. They told stories about the Son of God and how he defeated Satan at the cross. I started to realize the true love of God. Then the Holy Spirit came and showed me the way to heaven.
Your love is eternal, and your laws are everlasting. When I obey your commandments, I am blessed. Today I invite you to reign over every corner of my heart. I will have faith in you, Father. I will sense your presence. I will accept your love. I will trust your will, and I will praise you for the Savior of my life, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. Amen. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Praise God. Lord God, thank you. Praise your holy name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, make me a woman of wisdom and discernment. I seek wisdom, Lord, not as the world gives, but as you give. Lead me in your ways and teach me from your word, so that in time my wisdom might glorify your kingdom and your son. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
the heart of his spirit takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart of his spirit lives eternally, leading me, guiding me, and restoring me. Called to walk in the path of righteousness, chosen to serve the King.
Dear Lord, make me a woman of constant prayer. Your holy word commands me to pray without ceasing, in all things great and small, at all times, whether happy or sad. Let me seek your wisdom and your strength in prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Go, y'all.
Yeah.
Give somebody a high five and say, I'm going to get mine.
Dear Lord, the Bible is your gift to me. Let me use it. When I stray from your holy word, Lord, I suffer. But when I place your word at the very center of my life, I am blessed. Make me a faithful student of your word so that I might be a faithful servant in your world. This day and every day, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Dear God, I will place my hope in you. If I become discouraged, I will turn to you. If I am afraid, I will seek strength in you. In every aspect of my life, I will trust you. You are my Father, and I will place my hope, my trust, and my faith in you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. And we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy, and how are you on this beautiful day?
It is a beautiful day. I concur. It is. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. It really is a beautiful day, and God knows I am feeling good, good, good. Down in my sanctified soul, my
praise
goodness,
the Lord.
Mm. Ooh, I've been waiting a long time to get that out. Ooh, 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 ooh. I tell you the truth, I don't know how I did it, y'all. I don't know how I did it. I was laying there minding my own business, you know, just chilling, eating some, you know, food, you know, chips and cookies. That's what I call food. I was eating that and getting ready to watch a good movie. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost said, look at the time. So I could only think it was the Holy Ghost, you know. So I turned around. I looked at the time. I said, oh, it's 6:20. And I, you know, get ready to look for a good movie and everything. I said, well, I got to look at time. What I got to look at time for? What the? Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
This is what I'm doing down on the couch. I said, oh, my God, it's almost 7 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, not only was I going about my merry little day today, I was going about my merry little week. I wasn't even thinking about it. Ooh, shame on me. I didn't even say, God, give me a word. None of that, because I had, look, I done skipped Thursday, went to Sundays, and my mind was someplace else. But just as sure as it was 6:20, I ran upstairs. I said, Lord, please forgive me. Give me a word, Lord. Give me a word, Lord. Give me a word. Ow! I am so glad that God loves me.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost, He touched me in my spirit. He said, I got you, girl. Who you think just warned you about the time? I said, thank you. Thank you, because you know I didn't get no word. I tell you, this is why you got to stay connected.
Amen.
Huh? You got to stay connected, because if I wasn't connected, talking about God, give me a word, when you're not connected, You can't even hear when he's speaking. Come on now.
All right.
So I wouldn't even have realized what the Holy Ghost was telling me to do, where he was telling me to go, because I wouldn't have been connected. But I have connections. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Here we go. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God.
Thank you,
not
God.
Just for this day, but for every day.
Mm.
Father God, even when we don't see it, you are always moving on our behalf. And so for that, we say thank you, God. We don't always see where our next meal is coming from. We don't always see how we're going to pay our rent. We don't always see everything that you're doing. But it doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. You are always doing something on our behalf.
Yes, Lord.
My goodness, Father God. And as we think about that, and we are reminded that every single day, you are working on our behalf. There's not one day that goes by that you're not working on our behalf. And so every single day, we ought to wake up saying, thank you, God. And just like the songwriter says, get to praising him in advance because you know he's doing something.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Father God, even when we forget to say thank you, even when we forget to glorify your name, even when we forget, you never forget.
Amen.
And you, my goodness, glory to God, and you never leave us out there uncovered. And for that,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Woo, have your way right now with this word, oh God. Let it be nourishment to every one of us, oh God, so that you and only you will get the glory.
Yes,
in
you
Jesus'
will.
Name. Amen. Woo, amen. I can sit down. I'm out of breath. I ain't young as I used to be, running up and down those stairs. Talking about, oh my God, I got to get a word. And you know, the Holy Ghost, he's so sweet, he said, Kathy, breathe. Take it easy, breathe. And I know somebody's going, oh, so she heard the Holy Ghost saying, breathe. I told you, I got connections. I am connected. I can hear.
Amen.
I know when I need to sit down and breathe.
Oh, yes.
Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Yes. Come on now. Woo! Oh, I thank God. You know what? When you've been studying a long, long, long time, it's easier. It gets easier and easier to study.
Yes.
Because you'll start reading his word and you already know. Ooh, I know this one. So you got half of it already in you. You know? Come on now. But when you don't study, you got to read and read and read and read and go, God, I'm not getting it. I know I used to be there. I used to study for hours and go, Lord, still on the same two paragraphs. I have no idea what you're saying. Because my connection, I was just starting to get connected. I wasn't connected.
Amen.
So I didn't know how to hear his voice. I didn't know when he was functioning me in my spirit that was him. But now I know, ooh, thank you, God. I don't know it all, but I know something. Ooh.
That's right. Yes.
Here we go. It's short and sweet. Thank you, God. We are going to be coming from, we all over the place today again. But it's short and sweet.
Okie dokie.
In the beginning of your Bibles, we're coming from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verses 3 and 4, and then we are coming from the Gospels, Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 and 26, and John chapter 6, verses 32 through 35. I told y'all it's gonna be short and sweet.
What was the last one?
2 through 35.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Okay. Here we go.
Deuteronomy
8:3 and 4 says, he humbled you, and in your hunger he gave you manna to eat, which neither you nor your fathers had known, so that you might understand that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. your clothing did not wear out and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. That's a long time. Ooh, my goodness, that's a long time if he without shoes or shoes that's too small or whatever. That's a long time, 40 years? Woo!
Oh,
my
yes.
goodness. And just imagine being in the same outfit. Ooh, ugh. Ah! Woo! Thank you, God, that we can change clothes now. Matthew 4, 3 and 4 says, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 6, 25 and 26. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly yes. Father feeds them.
Yes, he does.
Are you not much more valuable than they? And the last one, John 6, 32 and 35. Through 35, Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the, ooh, I love that. I think I'm going to highlight that. I think I like it. I like it a lot. It was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us this bread at all times. Thank you, God. Jesus answered them and said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. This is good. The title of this message is A Balanced Diet. Since y'all want to go on diets and everybody concerned about gaining weight, he's going to tell you how to manage a balanced diet. Now, we see that he started off in Deuteronomy, and he says, he humbled you. Now, this is going to be good news for everybody. It says that he humbled you. My goodness, glory to God. He humbled you in your hunger. He humbled you in your hunger and manna you did eat. Right?
Yes.
He gave you manna to eat. Now, why did I say it's going to bless you? Because you have those days when you can't have that steak you want. You can't have those pork chops you desire. You can't have those ribs you crave. Huh? There are days, my goodness, glory to God, and I know it's hand. There are days when you go in there and you open that cabinet and you see cereal. You see bread. You see peanut butter. You see milk. And that's all you see. And if you look at your mother and go, Mom, what are we going to have for dinner? You don't see that food there in the kitchen? I only see peanut butter and jelly and bread and some cereal. Well, then you got a choice, cereal or peanut butter. No, I'm saying, what we going to have for dinner? Gal, get out of this room. scared to get out. She ain't going to feed us. She ain't going to give us no food. So what she, oh, my goodness, God, I love you. What she was saying but couldn't say to her children was, that's all we have to eat. I don't have any money to get anything else. You got to make do with what we have. And then if, you know, you do like one of my other sisters go in there and say, so we supposed to just eat that peanut butter and jelly? That's all we got? You better be glad you got that.
Amen.
There's somebody out there that ain't got nothing.
Come on now.
Come on. You know why? Mm-hmm. I'm saying this to bless you because we have gotten so ungrateful with the little things that God provides for us. We always looking for the big things, and when we don't get them, we feel that we've been let down. You haven't been let down. He said, I'll provide for all your needs.
That's right.
Oh. He didn't say nothing about your wants or your little desire. No. I know what you want. I'm making sure you have what you need, and what you need is something to eat. Do you necessarily have to have a steak? No.
No.
Do you have to have those ribs? No. You do need something to eat, though.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So in Deuteronomy, he says, he humbled us. So on the days, my goodness, on the days when you only had peanut butter and jelly, and some people like scam. She goes, what is scam? You know, spam.
Spam.
But, you know, spam done got so expensive that they got to eat scam.
Okay.
Because some stores, spam is like $6. So they look at scam, and scam ain't for $2 in change. They done told themselves that the scam tastes as good as the spam. The devil is a lie. That might be all you can afford, but that scam does not taste like that spam.
No, it doesn't.
Trust me, I done had some. I done had some. That's why I'm laughing. I done had some, and I'm going, oh, God. This is leftover meat from some kind of animal. I don't know what this is. But it does not taste good. And, you know, you go to doctoring it up, tomatoes, some lettuce, you know, some onions.
Come on, Pastor.
And no matter what you put on it, that scale still tastes like scale. You don't put all that stuff on your bread to try to doctor it up, and it still tastes like scam. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness, we have come a long way.
Amen.
So your scam, your potted meat, your peanut butter and jelly, your cereal, whatever your manna may be, it still came from God.
Amen.
Those are the times when he's humbling you. So that when you get that meal that you truly desire, when you go to that store and you can fill up that shopping cart with whatever you desire, that you won't forget to say,
thank you.
Thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being a provider. Thank you, God. Thank you for this. Thank you for that job that got me. Thank you, God. But, you know, I'm just being funny because a lot of times when we go shopping when we're able to fill that buggy up, the last thing we think about doing is saying, God, thank you.
Exactly.
We're not saying thank you. When we go to those jobs in the morning, we're not saying, oh, God, thank you, I got a job. Oh, God, thank you, I got a vehicle. Oh, God, thank you, I got life, health, and strength. Oh, God, thank you. We're not doing that. So in the times when you find yourself eating a peanut butter and jelly or a scam or a potted meat or whatever, you know, whatever it is, the Frank that's made of chicken and everything else so that they only cost a dollar, when you're eating all of those things, that's the manna that he's provided for you. He could have gave you something else, but he didn't. Because when you when you get everything you desire,
yes,
I didn't say need. When you get everything that you desire, you forget where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times when he's got to humble us so that when we come out of it again, the purpose is so when we come out of it again and we can eat those things that we desire, that we won't forget to say thank you again.
Thank you.
If you guys think that God is not paying attention to the thank you, think again. Because when Jesus was out there in the wilderness and 10 lepers came to him, said, heal us, we want to be healed. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get your healer. And as they were going to the priest, they got their healing on the way. It's not what gets done. It's your faith that really heals you. So yes. On the way to where he was sending them, they got healed. One of them turned around and said, oh, wow, we already healed. Let me go say thank you. He came back to say thank you to others. They kept going. We're healed. We can live now. We can do what we want. Oh, this is good news. And because they got what they wanted, they forgot to go thank the one that gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they never did turn around. Mm-hmm. And this is how I know it means something to God.
Yeah.
Because Jesus looked at them and said, weren't there 10 of you?
Mm-hmm.
And only one came back to say thank
one.
You?
Yes, one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's got that in his word for a reason. When God does something, and guess what? He's doing something every single day.
Yep.
Your life, your health, your strength, and all this other stuff. When you go to bed at night, you ought to be saying, God, thank you that you, when you get up in the morning, God, thank you. Thank you, God, I'm still here. Thank you that you are going to lead and guide me throughout the day. You know why? Because this word says, acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'll direct your path. So where you would go back on B Street, because you acknowledged him this morning, he said, don't go down B Street today. Go down C Street.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a relationship to the point that you listen when the Holy Ghost is unctioning something in your spirit, and you go, let me just go down C Street. I don't know what's going on. And you go down C Street and you find out later on there's a real bad accident on V Street. That's why if you acknowledge him in the morning, that means you're saying, God, I woke up with you on my mind. And I want to make sure I give ear to hear what thus says the Lord. So that when I get ready to go down the wrong street, when I get ready to do something I'm not supposed to, you're there to guide me.
Yes, Lord.
Uh-huh. So when you do that, when you acknowledge him in the morning, you're saying, Lord, I can't do anything throughout this day without you.
Without you. Yes, yes, yes.
I got to have you. And so now he said the manner was to humble them. When you get those meals that you don't really care for, but this is all you got, so at least you got something to eat, those are the days when you're being humbled. Okay. Because you just forgot to say thank you. Huh? You got to going on with your life and you forgot. Now, here we go. Here's the bulk of the message right here. It says, when you were out there for 40 years. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell. He says, you know why? He says, man has to understand you will not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
Amen.
The devil tried to tempt Jesus. He says, well, if you're the Son of God, go ahead, turn these stones into bread. Jesus turned around, and he was God all by himself. He looked at him, he said, man should not live by bread alone.
That's
but
right.
By every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And so he says, you know what? Birds don't have a job.
Nope.
They don't really have a house. Huh?
No.
They don't have any of these things that I have provided for you. But you know what? They still get fed.
Yes, they do.
He makes sure every last one of them got something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Even the buzzards got something to eat.
Yes.
Because their job is, when something dies, to go eat it, get it out of there.
Yep, food.
Everything in this earth has a purpose. When you see a buzzard, you don't like seeing no buzzards because that means something dead is around you.
Yes.
Yeah, but the buzzards are there to get that death from around you.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a fish tank and they got those, what they got in there, the catfish that go in there?
Catfish.
And the catfish eat all the nasty stuff in there to help keep your tank clean, right? So everything that God has here, he has it with a purpose.
Yes.
Whether we like it or not, everything has a purpose here.
Yes.
And so he's looking at us now, and he's saying, man cannot live by bread alone. You know what he's saying? He said, while y'all worrying about what y'all going to eat, how much you going to eat, where you going to go to eat it at, there's other things you should be concerned with, not just for your spiritual, not just for your physical needs, your spiritual needs. That's where the balanced diet comes in at. You're so worried about feeding this body, you're not worried about feeding your soul.
That's right. That's so true.
All you're thinking about is, I got to have a job because I got to go get some food. I got to make sure my kids eat. I got to. And when do you look back at them and go, y'all, let's go to church today. Y'all, let's pray. Look, you guys, let's give thanks for what God has done for us. Mm. If you look at someone on Thanksgiving and say, let's just say what we're thankful for first. They're like, what? Oh, get out of here with that nonsense. We don't wait it all day for this potato salad, collard greens, and get out of here. Just you go ahead and say it. We can hear you while we're getting our plate together.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's right.
And God is looking, going, so how are they going to continue to live a healthy life when they're not adhering to the balanced diet? The doctor has put for you a balanced meal.
Yes.
So that you can maintain in your life, stay away from sickness, disease as much as you can. So he's created a balanced diet for you. You know, I had sisters that was in the dietitian department, and they only certain things they could give certain people. And God is telling us how to have a balanced diet. Don't just give this natural man what he wants. You have to give the spiritual man what he needs.
Amen.
Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Guess what has come out of the mouth of God? He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means he's always going to be there to protect you. He said, I am the bread of life. He that eats this bread will never hunger again. I am water, living water. He will never thirst again. Come on now. You know what he's saying?
Yes.
If you're concerned about your natural man, then you wonder why you got to go to the doctor, and the doctor's looking at you saying, well, what do you eat? What's your diet like? And you say, oh, well, I don't really eat pork. I eat fish and chicken and da-da-da-da-da-da. And the Holy Ghost is saying, tell him what else you don't eat. I don't eat the Word of God. I don't even partake in the bread of life. Mm. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
Yes.
So when you're not reading his word, when you're not praying, when you're not fellowshipping with him, when you're not going to church, and you don't even have to go to church anymore. You can look at Zoom, you can hear the radio, you can watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. God is just concerned that you get into the presence of God at some point.
Some point, yes.
And when you don't do this, you don't have a balanced diet. You're not giving this body everything it needs. You're feeding the natural man and forgetting about your soul.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God said, what prospers a man, huh? To gain the whole world and lose his soul. So you get all these things you need. You get the car, you get the house, you get the husband, you get this, you get that. You get it all. But you lose your soul because you never took time out to feed it.
Yeah.
You know what I don't do? I don't look at anybody and say, oh, that person ain't even worth telling about the Bible. They ain't going to want to hear it. I ain't no need of me telling that person. They ain't going to want to hear it. Uh-uh. All I got to do is get up on you, and soon you start laughing and joking with me. That's my opening. I start telling you, you know God and God, and you know I preach, and you know, and I'm not even looking at me going, what in the world? All you got to do is laugh at me one time. You're good. Oh, hey. Because when you do that, that's my opportunity
to
start telling you about God.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I will. I will tell. And look here. Look, the guys that I worked with in North Carolina, those guys got so good. They said, they kind of surprised me. They said, everybody be quiet. Miss Kathy. Miss Kathy, get ready to do the praise. I said, okay, bless the meal, but okay, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
And so guess what? By me telling the one or the other, and they said, Miss Kathy, getting ready to bless the meal, everybody just quiet down. I said, whoa, that was God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? God says, if you're not going to be ashamed of me, I'm not going to be ashamed of you. I was telling everybody that came in my path about God. I don't care who you are, my boss, everybody. Sometimes I look at my boss, I go in there, I shut the door. I said, you know what? For all this right here that's weighing you down and you're overwhelmed because people are not in place, people are not doing, you need this, you need that. I said, take time out just to say, God, help me. Show me what you would have me to do. She looked up at me. I said, yeah. And then said, Lord, I'm sorry that I didn't come to you sooner. And I started walking out. And when I hit the door, she said, thank you, Miss Kathy. I said, no problem. Walked on out of there, went on and it don't stop her from yelling at me. But that's okay. I still got God in here.
Amen.
And because I was telling everybody about it, and those guys that created that opportunity, said, be quiet, Miss Kathy's going to bless the food. And God said, whoo-wee. By you telling the one, two, or the three, I done got to a whole audience now.
All right.
And I still have a lot of those people calling, saying, could you pray for me? This is what's going on. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. I said,
God,
oh, my goodness.
Glory.
Come on now.
God,
that's what God is saying. everything he uses us to do. And you make no mistake about it. It is not you. It is God working through you. Jesus, from that day, the devil said, turn the stones into bread. He said, man, shouldn't I live by bread alone? But every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, what that means is God says, if you want to live, you'll cling on every word that's coming out of my mouth. Because the words that's coming out of my mouth is going to save and preserve your life. He said, don't worry about nothing to eat. I'm going to make sure you eat. Don't worry about a place to sleep. I'm going to make sure you got a roof over your head. Don't worry about this. I got that. I got that.
Yep.
And when you're a child, guess what? Your natural parents are there making sure that you have everything you need. Making sure that you got some place to sleep. You okay? You safe? You got something to eat? They even watching the people that they bring around their kids. Yeah. Because certain people, they like, I don't want that around my kids. No, get that up out of here.
Mm.
And I tell you, one of my spiritual sons, he gets on the line every now and then. And he had his kid. He had his son out in the car one day. And I tried to tell him, he said, Kathy, no, not now. I got to get my kid on. He had to get his son on. I said, your son over here? I got to see. You know? people don't know why I want to see what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the car and I looked. I said, oh, my God, he's a handsome little devil. Look at him. So I looked at and I said, look at him. Kid was, it's unbelievable what I see when I'm looking at things. This kid, he was dressed so conservative, you know, for the lack of a better word. He had his little shirt on, his sneakers, and stuff. And I'm looking at him, I said, look how clean this kid is. Because you know what? When you look at things or someone that belongs or is attached to someone, it's telling you a little bit more about them. Now, this dude, I'd be like, why you got them jeans hanging down? You know, I was saying all kind of stuff to this dude. You know, just saying all kind of stuff. And I go out there, and he's got his kid looking like, oh, yeah, that's the stupidness I do. That ain't the stupidness I'm portraying for my son, no.
Right.
That kid was well-dressed and had the biggest smile on his face when he looked up. Mm. I said, oh, my goodness. Look at God. Because, see, now I never would have saw that side of him if I didn't accept this side of him.
Yes.
Because guess what? The people don't realize it. Most of the time when folks come to work, and I'm not saying this about him because he was well-respectful of me. And I appreciate everything that those guys, the way they treated me, they were very respectful. They were clowning me all the time, but they were still respectful with it.
Amen. You know? Amen.
And I thank God for it. Because I look at the, I say, hey, don't you come in here with that kind of language. Get that out the door. So they never would come around me like that, you know. And I bless God. God says, I'll do my part if you do yours, Kathy. And I did mine, right? What was my part? My part was to live what I'm saying, okay? Don't tell them, oh, don't do this and don't do that. You step outside and you smoking and you cussing and you doing all kind of things. Come on now. What kind of witness is that? None at all, because they're not going to listen to you. God says, if you do your part is to let them see your life every day consistent, right? You know what that means? No matter when I see Kathy, she always like that. Miss Kathy is always like that. So when you see someone in there singing gospels and you're like, oh, my God, your voice is good. And then you go outside, they cussing and they say, oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of Christian is this? So what God is telling us, someone is always watching you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Someone is always listening to you. When you think they're not listening, when they're running out the door because they're in a rush, they still heard everything you said.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And God is telling us today, we got to get back to managing our diet. I don't care if you start off with an extra 5 minutes just to say thank you to God. An extra 5 minutes in the morning just to acknowledge God. An extra 5 minutes at night to say, God, thank you for watching over me and my children and my wife, my husband. Thank you, God. You know why? Because you're not always there when your kids go to school. You're not always there when they're hanging out with them fools in the street. But God is. That's why he said, man should not live by bread alone. Don't just concentrate on this natural man. The balanced diet is you acknowledging God and receiving every word that hurts.
That's right.
Inside that Bible, God is telling us everything we need to sustain us in this life.
Yes.
He's warned us that we're going to have troubles. But he also said, "But I'm going to give you peace when those troubles come. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to lead and guide you through the troubles. I might not always take you over the troubles. Sometimes I got to take you through."
Amen. Yes, he does.
Because I'm making you stronger. Your faith is increasing. Your patience. Come on now. And so today God is saying, I'm looking at my people. Our people are dying because they're eating all the wrong foods. What is the wrong foods? Anything you eating that's outside of the Word of God? Because most of us are eating too much sugar. We're drinking too much caffeine. We're having too much sodas because, you know, most people don't even like water. You know, all of those things. And God is saying, he's like that kid that's going, well, what about me? What about me? God is saying, how will you have a balanced life if you don't have a balanced diet? If you never, ever, ever reach out to me. Amen. God bless you guys.
That's terrible. Just terrible. Amen. And we want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word. I think that deserves a hand clap praise.
Thank you, thank you.
So at this time, before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word this evening. And we're going to start with caller 980-417. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Amen.
That's my spiritual son, the one that I said. He's going to kill me. The one that I said. I said, you got because that was a part of him.
Yes.
And when you look at son, you're looking at him. If you see how he entreats his son, you're really seeing how he lives. He's
Amen.
A decent young man, and I bless God that he don't get me when I talk about him. I love you guys. Go ahead, Evangelist.
But that is a beautiful testimony. It's not talking about
yes,
it. It's
it
testifying.
Yes,
about
it is.
It. Praise be to God. Area code 704-724, God bless you. How are you this evening, and do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word this evening? Amen?
Amen. I enjoyed the word. Pretty good. Thank you for the word tonight, Pastor Kat.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, they go to other spiritual son that I said. He went in there. He told us, everybody quiet down. Pastor Kathy's going, oh, my God. You know what? Just when you think they're not on the line, they get on the line. Well, you know, I got to flow with whatever comes in my spirit. I love all of you.
Testimony. Praise be to God. Love. And they love you too, Pastor Kathy.
Bless God. Thank you, God. Ah, I'm just glad they still kin to God. That's it. They still
Amen.
Want to hear what you say, the Lord.
Praise Him. Praise Him. So back into your hands, Pastor Kathy.
Is Elder still online? Is Theo still online?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You know, okay, thank you. I was going to say, you know, all you got to do is talk 2 seconds, then they go, I'm going to do this call of salvation. Prepare yourself, young man. I'm going to let you pray us or not, okay? Woo! For all of you out there that still have not gotten a relationship with God, it is not too late. Come
Never.
On now.
Never too late.
God is not concerned with what you've done, what you're doing. He's only concerned with what you're getting ready to do. He's waiting for you to take that step towards Him, to accept Him as your Lord and Savior, to welcome Him into your life. You do that, and it's real simple. Father God, I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, oh God. I repent. Father God, I am sorry. I have done things that was not pleasing in your sight. Please have mercy on me. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross for all of our sins. And he rose up on the third day. Thank you, God. I believe and I receive it. I'm asking you today, oh God, to come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And after you pray that prayer, see, he simplified it because it's not his desire that any should perish. So he wants to keep it simple so you can say it so you'll have time to receive him. And after you pray, and guess what? It's a daily walk. Your change doesn't come overnight. Some changes too, not all. You got to walk this thing on out, but you're walking it out with God leading and guiding you as you go. Okay, so you say to God, Father God, lead me to a good household of faith so I can come and grow in the knowledge of who you are and hold on to your unchanging hands every step of the way because I can't do it on my own. I need you, and I want you in my life, dear Lord. And I'm telling you, he's got his arms wide open saying, I've been waiting for you. And guess what? Even if you don't decide to come to him today, he's still going to wait on you. We serve a long-suffering God. He is going to wait until you get so sick and tired of being sick and tired of whatever it is, and you say, Lord, I surrender. I'm giving my life to Christ. So he's going to wait on you, and he's still in your life. He's still protecting you. He's still leading you. Why? Because he said, I got kids that haven't come in yet. So he's still looking out for you. He does a lot more once you come in. But he's still looking out for you because he loves all of us. And he just wants us to love him as well. Amen. God bless you. Elder Theo, you still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sir. Go ahead and pray us out. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lord. I'd like to bless everyone that was on this call tonight. Thank you for letting us see another day. Thank you, God, for letting us hear Pastor Kathy preach the word of God tonight, giving us the opportunity to see and hear and feel the emotion of who God is and what the faith of God is. God, I'd like you to bless each and every one of us and lead us into the next couple of days. We got to see this week, over the weekend. God bless us to next Thursday so we can hear Pastor Kathy again to give us a wonderful word of the preach of God. Thank you and amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
You know what I love? I love the fact that every other word that came out of his mouth was a thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, God. Thank you. We're not asking for now, but thank you, God. Thank you. I love you guys. It's back in your hands, Evangelist Hilda. God bless all
Amen.
Of you.
God bless you, each and every one of you, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again next week. In Jesus' name.
Now, when you get off this line, watch your diet. Start including God in your day. Watch
Amen.
Your diet. You got to have a balanced diet. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Good night, everybody. God bless you.
Good night. Love you guys.
And so
you
do
too.
We. And on that note, we are out on All Belongs to You.
All the honor, all the glory belongs to you, belongs to you. All the worship, all the praise belongs to you, belongs to you. I can't help from wanting you.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Explain.